Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
2 Corinthians 13 and 14. 2 Corinthians 13, 14. He said, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen." Here we see three persons in God, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, and we see three aspects of relationship with them: grace of the Lord Jesus, love of God, and the what? Communion. Everybody say communion. Communion. Now, communion means fellowship. We spent a couple of sessions talking about the person of the Holy Spirit. Well, you don't fellowship with an inanimate object. You can't fellowship with that chair. You appreciate the chair, but you can't. You say, "Oh, chair, I like you." You chair, and the chair is never going to respond and like you back. Well, people talk about the Holy Ghost as some impersonal entity. Well, what is it? No, it is Him. Right? Him. And if you weren't here for that, you might pick up the tapes or something. We went into detail about how many times Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit with personal masculine pronouns. He, Him, His, repeatedly. It is improper to refer to the Holy Spirit as it, any more than I'd refer to Brother Dave Vaughn as it. Well, there it is, sitting on the chair. Well, we need Brother Dave to do something. Well, call it and tell it to come. See, that don't even sound right, does it?
No.
How'd Brother Keith do in the service? Well, it did okay. Well, then don't refer to the Holy Spirit as it. And we went into some detail about how, looking at scriptures, how the what constitutes being a person. A person has a mind, has will, and has feelings and responses and actions. Does the Holy Spirit have all these? We've already established He has a mind, if you were here last week. And we already established that He has a will. We looked at scripture about that. Let's go on today to talk about, does the Holy Spirit have emotions, for lack of a better word? Emotions are feelings. Does the Holy Spirit respond to what we do or don't do? Should we respond to Him? Well, response is a fellowship, communion thing between persons. Right?
Amen. Yes.
Can we know the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Go back to John 14, please. John 14. Is He a knowable person? Can you get to know Him just like you know your husband or wife or brother or sister or friend? Can you know Him like a human person?
Yes.
Yes, you can. And even more intimately. John 14. John 14 and verse 16. John 14, 16, Jesus said, "I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter." Well, who was the first comforter? Jesus was. So can we learn a lot about our relationship with our comforter by comparing it to the disciples' relationship with Jesus? Yeah, so much you can learn. He said, "Another comforter, that He may abide with you forever." Aren't you glad the Holy Ghost is never going to leave you?
Amen.
Never, not in this life, not in the next, never. If you can't go, we looked at that last week about the deity of the Holy Spirit. Where can you go? and get away from the presence of the Lord. First of all, who'd want to get away from the, not smart people, but you can't go anywhere where He's not. Sometimes people say, well, this is a godless place. Well, no, He's there. I said, He's there. He may not be in manifestation very much because people may not be acknowledging Him or giving place to Him, but He's there. And for one thing, when you got off the plane, He got off with you. Huh? Think about it. Everywhere you go, He goes. Because He's in you. When you walk in the room, God walks in the room. Of course, He was already there too. He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, why can it not receive Him? Because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. Why is the world not Spirit-led? Two reasons. And really, this is the same two reasons why Christians are not Spirit-led. They could be, they should be, but it's the same two reasons. Why are people not even saved? Not Spirit-led. They don't see. Now, we're not talking about physically seeing the unseen one. We say it like this, they're not aware of. They're not aware of the Holy Spirit, and they don't what? They don't know the Holy Spirit. Well, if you and I as Christians are going to be Spirit-led, we must be aware of Him. We must see Him. Right? Be aware of Him. And we must come progressively over a period of time to know Him. You wake up in the morning and you say, morning, Holy Spirit. And you know you're making progress when you can realize He says back to you, morning, Susie, Bobby, Joe. Somebody said, what do you mean? You're talking about hearing voices? No, I'm not talking about hearing voices. I'm talking about knowing something inside you. See, people look for the spectacular. They want to see something with their eyes. They want to hear something with their ears. But God is not flesh. The Holy Spirit is not flesh. He's Spirit. Amen. Say it out loud. I must be aware of Him. And I must come to know Him. Well, let's touch on then some of what we might call emotions. That's not really the best word. But you know what I'm talking about. Feelings, responses. Some people think that God is emotionless. They think He is very stoical. Or for Star Trek fans, Vulcan. Anybody ever watch Star Trek as a boy? I grew up watching Star Trek. Well, Spock was Vulcan. And what did that mean? No emotions, just logic. Right? He was above getting mad, getting glad, getting sad. Well, that's not a modern concept. That's a very, very old concept. It's called Stoicism. It was founded by Zeno 300 years before Christ. And he held that a wise man should be free from passion, unmoved by joy or grief. Well, see, that's where the Spock idea came from. It's very, very old. One apparently indifferent to pleasure or pain. Apathetic, dry, matter of fact, detached, indifferent. Well, that's the way a lot of people believe God is. They believe He created this planet, He gave it a spin, and He really could care less. He's completely detached from it. And all of the grief or the sorrow or the joy in the world, He's untouched by. He's never, you know, people picture God on the throne. Old. Long white beard. Sitting on the throne. Never mad. Never glad. Never sad, just stoic. Not true. I said, not true. For one thing, He's not old. God's never aged a day in His existence. He's not old. Ain't nobody in heaven old. There are no old people in heaven. Soon and very soon, you and I will age no more. No more wrinkles. No more lost hair. No more weight problems. No more pains and aches. Somebody say glory. Won't be long. Won't be long. But God is not old and God is not expressionless. We have numerous scriptures that shows us God gets mad. He gets happy. He can be grieved. Right? His spirit is this way. Many things specifically stated about the Spirit. Let me read some of them to you. Let's think about it. God has a soul. Somebody say, he say God had soul? No. I said God has a soul. He has a soul. Listen to this. I'm just going to go through several things. Don't try to turn there, but if you want to write some of these down, you can. Jeremiah 32:41. The Lord said, with my whole heart and my whole soul, I will plant them. Jeremiah 32:41. Does God have a soul? He said he did. He talks about his soul in Jeremiah 12:7. Jeremiah 12:7. But listen, the Bible said that God grieves. In Judges 10:16, he said his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. His soul was grieved. Judges 10:16. Don't you remember the Bible said about Jesus, our high priest, that he is touched with the feelings. Did you hear that? Feelings of our infirmities. But now let me just stop right here. Is he feeling led? No, he's not. But is he touched by the feelings?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, should you be that way?
Yes.
You're not feeling less, but you're not feeling led. Oh, friends, this is groundbreaking territory. If you can get this and not just let it go in one ear and out the other, should you be head led?
No.
No, you should be spirit led. Should you be feeling led?
No.
Many people are. Many people are. I know in my own life in ministry, there are several times I had strong feelings about some things. And if I'd have followed those feelings, I'd have jumped out of the will of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Reverence the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1012. That's R-1012. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.